my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let's all say it together on the count of three. One, two, three. Wait a minute. Uno, dos, tres. Isn't it amazing? I can speak all these languages. Are you ready? Are you ready? One, two, three. Hello, neighbor. You did it well. Oh, my good. You people there in New England, it's later than out here. Why are you still sleeping? Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, Brother John? Do you know, I was teaching in our music class here, philosophy of music, how to teach parts. And in the elementary school, you learn to sing rounds. And the rounds are to keep you on your part. It's difficult to do that. So we went with row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Well, you know what? Our students from all over the nation and outside this nation, they knew that one. But parents, Christian schools, very few knew, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, Brother John? And that, you know, very few knew three blind mice. So I went to my class, Sunday school, and we're talking about the family this year. And I said, folks, children need to be read to every night, and we need to read to them. And I'm not discounting the Bible, but are you reading children's rhymes, children's poems? You can get that old book. It's online, half price probably. People are selling them from Bill Bennett, The Moral Compass. There's a lot of stories about military and government and church and Moral Compass. And then the man, what is that called? Book of Man. And then we have the J.C. Penney book. All those are just one page per, it's just a little story. And the J.C. Penney book about Americanism and patriotism and obedience to God and obedience to mother and a young man learning how to pray. Children can read these. Our families are not reading. And so I'm just challenging that. Get off on the subject. Here's a song. Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King.
I'm going to get right into another song. It's a little bit longer because I want to make sure that I can get everything in today. Today is, of course, our grad week. Yesterday we had the grad awards in chapel, the various awards that were won through the 4 years of school here. And today's the GSBC, Golden State Baptist College Family Picnic, and tomorrow is graduation. And oh, how we look forward to that. Here's the song, Turn the Tide, Lord, Turn the Tide. And that's our only hope, that God's people so humble ourselves before Him that God will turn the tide of this nation, this world that's so anti-God. Listen to the song very carefully, please.
America was founded. She was strong and pure and good. And her leaders on their knees were not afraid to call on God. But our nation
I saw a new heaven, chapter 21, Revelation, and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there's no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven, saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and he and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And the Bible says in verse 8, and the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and liars shall all have their part in the lake of a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Oh, what a day that will be. Come, and I'll show you the Lamb, the wife, the bride. And he carried me away to the Spirit in the high mountain. He showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. What a day that will be. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. You know, as I speak right now, and so often we have found that we're speaking on a subject like this, someone is in the last moments, the last hours of their life, and today be the day where you're translated and transported from earth to heaven. Oh, what a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look, some, maybe me, maybe you, maybe we're just a breath away from singing soon and very soon we are going to say, what a day, glorious day that will be. I am going to a city. Oh, I liked it. Let's turn there. It's page 198 if you want to sing along with me. And you say, well, I want to not listen. You sing too much. Well, when you're not a good singer, you got to sing somewhere. I'm going to a city where the roses are, where the streets of gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom, but for a season soon, their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade. You know, I love to plant flowers. I love to work in the garden. I love it. I just enjoy it. But sometimes you ever see a rose petal, or you ever see a rose, how sometimes they start off this pink color and then they turn to white, or they start off some other color, the yellow. Oh my goodness, how beautiful. And in God colors, I think a lot of those plants that are, they're purple and are they're bright orange. Oh my goodness. They're just so beautiful. And if it's this beautiful down here, the sunrise, the sunset, if it's this beautiful here, just think of what heaven's going to be like. The buds on the tree, and the trees turning green, and the green leaves bursting out right now. Oh, it's so beautiful. And our hills around here, the hills around us and the mountains, they're just like green velvet. We've had so much rain, and there'll be no rain coming real soon, and we won't rain for 4, 5, 6 months, and it'll turn sort of a gray color as they dry out, and then they'll turn in August a gold, a yellow. It'll be beautiful. Right now, they're like you fly into this area and you look down, it's just like velvet. And you look up to the hills, Miss Treber and I will take a ride at night. We'll go along the hillside. Oh, it's so beautiful. And the mustard fields. Just think how beautiful this earth is. What it must be like to be in the perfect place that our God is preparing for you. And perhaps the transportation is all lined up and we'll be there before the day is over. Father, may our lives glorify you today, whether life or death, here or there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.